Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to a new episode of Ism Radio. We are here making a do what a do. Today's show is brought to you by giftedandlit.com. Attention parents and teachers, are you tired of your children listening to music that glamorizes drugs and negative stereotypes? Check out Gifted and Lit. It's an award-winning educational program that uses hip-hops to teach children mathematics, science, language, arts, and much more. Go to giftedandlit.com, ladies and gentlemen. Now, over here, I have my lovely lady co-host. We have Miss Layla. How are you, Layla?
Hi, I'm good.
Layla got the fresh braids popping.
Can't tell me nothing.
You dig? Pathetic justice. You d- Messing with you.
Stupid.
And over here, we got Miss Bree over here looking like a Jamaican hitman.
Call me, I got good rates.
Man, oh so I, what is going? Well, how y'all ladies doing today?
We're good.
Okay, what? She tearing up shit. Okay,
all right.
Somebody smoked a little something before they came in today.
I should have.
Lord. With the shade.
Oh, you dig?
Man, I'm happy it's 65 degrees today.
Yeah. It's nice out here. It feels good outside. Okay. What the hell is this shit I'm hearing?
He blaming on me. I'm hearing something.
Yep.
What the hell am I hearing? What am I hearing over here? Okay, what the fuck am I hearing?
It's a commercial.
Okay, I don't know where this shit is coming from, but we got some technical difficulties popping in here, but it's going to pop off. Hold on. All right, let me change my music a little. God damn, I ain't trying to. All right. Anyway, so what's happening out here?
Oh, my God.
We've been having technical difficulties big time today.
Crazy.
Wait, okay, that's the music. Okay, we back? Okay.
Yeah, we back. So what's going on? What's happening?
You tell us.
Shit.
That's the news. The news is you
the
right
news
now.
Is Tariq, y'all. Have y'all seen Tariq in the news as much as we have?
My God.
So look, man, we gonna pull up a chair and let him tell us the news today.
Shit. I mean, they've been putting my ass in all types of news stories. I've been attacked by senators and politicians.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, it is what it is.
Why are people coming for you? Why are people coming for you right now?
Man, a lot of people, you know, they feel like I have a lot of influence. Mm-hmm. And I tell a lot of people how to leverage their vote. And this is a political season right now. So, you know, they look at me as a threat. They look at me as a threat because I'm not beholden to any party. I'm not bought by any corporation, so I can kind of just speak the truth and a lot of people will listen. So they're like, okay, this nigga's a problem. So they've been attacking me left and right, and by proxy the black community. Really, we have to really look at it from that perspective, because this whole Kamala Harris thing, they really want us to get on board with that.
Yeah.
And she's bad goddamn news, I'm telling y'all. She is not the one.
Yeah.
You dig?
What about the Terry's willing to listen to what she had to say until she did the Wakanda Forever?
Oh, yeah.
She's trying too hard.
Yeah, I'm straight.
It's like a white person trying to be black.
Exactly.
Don't you get that vibe?
That's all it is, basically. That's
I'm
basically.
Like, person what trying. Is happening?
Like, she grew up around a few black people.
So bad.
Yeah, but just...
We're all one.
Exactly. But just her track record.
Right.
Just her track record. I mean, she has a horrible track record out here. And a lot of people are not letting her forget that. And when people point out her track record, their only response is, well, y'all hating on her. No, that's not a response. People, that's a very legitimate concern. And they're trying to ingratiate her with sisters. But the thing is, her policies negatively affected sisters, because she had this truancy thing where if children were not going to school or there was some truancy, she would punish the parent.
Yep.
And these were
like lock them up.
Yeah, she lock them up.
That's
and,
so crazy.
And these were single black mothers she was doing this to.
Wow.
So she's not a friend to the black community at all. These are just facts. Shout out to my brother, Professor Black Truth and Jason Black. I mean, they got all the receipts on her. But that's what it is. So
yeah. What about Terry Crews?
What's that?
That's the sky said. You know what?
Lord, the Terry Crews situation.
Yes, he just keep talking about.
I
Tariq.
Know he just keeps talking shit.
He's yeah. And Tariq was like, keep that same energy. Why you get that same energy? A white man grabbed your.
Yeah,
thing.
The thing with Terry Crews, he's going. You know, for those who don't know, some white dude grabbed his crotch, felt up on him, and then later on, Terry Crews went and filed charges against the guy. All right, fair enough. A lot of people were questioning how come he didn't do nothing. You know, it is what it is. My thing is, he got with the Me Too movement and started to flip the narrative into blaming black people. For some reason, instead of talking about the white man who felt him up, he went on this whole tour where black folks got toxic masculinity because they mocked me. So he's been doing that for a long time. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of cowardly. And then he's getting around white folks, jumping up, hey, toxic masculinity. And I retweeted him. I'm like, Terry, what are you doing? What is all that you doing, bro? Yeah. Then he started talking, oh, man, we got to stand up for black women. I'm like, what the fuck does that got to do with black women? You buck dancing and cooning. You dig? And then we start going back and forth. And I'm like, brother, because I'm trying to talk to him like on some, like, hey, brother, don't do that. You don't want to mess up your black base and all that. Come on, fam. And then he was like, well, you ain't my family. I said, okay, nigga. All right, you didn't have all that energy when the white man was grabbing your dick and balls. Okay.
But no, but did you hear what he tried to say now? He said that everybody, because you know D.L. Hewley went on him saying all these people.
Yeah.
And he was also saying, well, see, y'all wasn't in the room. I hit that man back, or he pushed him. Oh, he's trying to now say that he did something.
After is his case over?
Yeah, the guy.
To talk about it now.
I know. The dude, I think he tried to file charges, and they threw the charges out, so... You know, he's going around, you know, doing the battered wife tour.
Yes.
You know, you dig? Yes. I'm like, and it looks funny. This big ass swole nigga.
Wife.
It's sad.
I'm so done with
Yeah,
it.
Man.
And you know, it's the Hollywood way. They try to milk every opportunity into something else. But it's just, it looks so sad on Terry Crews. He just...
Yeah. And the white people still don't give a damn about him.
And they like the fact that he's taking the focus off them.
Yeah. Right.
They like that. That's why they're promoting it.
Right.
As long as he's not talking about white sexual assault and they're blaming the black community for toxic masculinity,
yeah,
they like
crazy.
That.
It's crazy. The story changed
completely.
Your energy now is all the way towards somebody else.
Right.
And that's the thing. They keep doing it. They keep getting assault cases where white people are assaulting people. And then they're flipping it on black folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just did that today. Jussie Smollett. You heard about him?
Oh, my God. Can we please talk about that?
Explain what happened.
Oh, my God. Okay, so basically, he was in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
At 2 a.m., he was hungry. He went to a Subway, and these two white guys ran up on him, and they're like, oh, that Empire motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then they poured bleach on him and allegedly had, like, a noose and tied him up and broke his ribs and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Which we know is white supremacists.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really, really crazy.
And the thing is, now there's some conflicting stories. A lot of this stuff it has to be substantiated. Some people are saying that the guys had on some Trump hats and they were like,
MAGA,
yeah, this is Make America Great Again country. Some of that stuff sounded like they didn't put some extras
on
it in the media.
What about the bleach? I was like, bleach on them?
A lot of folks are questioning some of the validity of some of the things, but, you know, I'm not going to minimize if the brother got attacked. But they said they called him the N-word, and they called him the F-word and all this.
Yeah.
So the media, they're reporting it as a homophobic attack.
Yep.
That's their thing.
When I seen that, I was like, really,
and
though?
And everybody's rolling with that.
Yeah.
All the black people that I saw posted today, everybody that's in that A-list, everybody is calling it a homophobic
attack. But in the attack, did they ever say any, they calling him nigga, that has nothing to do.
No, they called him a faggot.
Yeah,
but,
and a nigga, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, exactly, but... The statement about Make America Great Again country.
That has nothing to do with
it. No, it has everything. I feel like it has everything.
Yeah. But, you know, it sounds like it was racially motivated.
It sounds racially motivated.
That's all it sounds like to me, really.
Yeah.
I'm not getting homophobic.
And
ain't Jussie he's both races, right?
What
is he mixed?
Yeah, he is mixed.
He's black
and
white.
His mom, I believe, is black and his dad is white.
Okay.
Yep.
And even with that, the way they're reporting it, I've seen some Negroes who work for the white media. They're like, oh, this was a homophobic attack. See black people, how homophobic jokes from Kevin Hart and DL.
Oh my
I said,
God.
Really?
They're
really?
Reaching.
Y'all reaching. That's why we got the first them movement, because that whole Me Too thing is really all about taking the focus off white predators and blaming black people somehow. That's really what it boils down to. And, you know, that's a very unfortunate thing. And black brothers and sisters, y'all got to understand, and I tweeted this earlier, in the white LGBT community, they have defined institutions, they have resources, they have an economic base, and they do not share it with you. There is racism within the white LGBT community, and I want black folks to be very aware of that. Because they'll run a game on you and have you acting like they're mascots. But at the end of the day, they leave you holding an empty bag and you don't get anything out of it. And they run that trick game on you. So I want my brothers and sisters to not fall for that from them. But I digress. Anyway,
I wonder how Jesse's taking it. Like, yeah, he was the only one that was there, so I wonder how he mentally feels. Like, was this really, you know, a hate crime towards, you know, him being gay, or is it racial? I wonder how he truly feels. Right. I wish he would speak on it that way.
And you know, Chicago has been racially segregated for years.
Absolutely,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And there has been many homophobic attacks in Chicago as well. So I mean, you really can't put it past.
I heard that. I heard in Chicago it's like you cannot be that open.
Well, it used to be like that. So this, I'm talking like 10 years ago attacks.
So it's good now.
I'm not saying it's good, but I'm just saying, like, as far as somebody reporting that someone got attacked for being a lesbian or a gay man, that was a while ago, but it was happening. It was happening a
so
lot.
That's standard.
But it just don't even make sense that it would happen today.
And is there like a certain part of town where it happens?
A lot of attacks like that will happen in the downtown area, like the loop, like the outer loop, like West Loop, South Loop, North Loop, or in the loop, in downtown Chicago. It's just a lot of, it's not a lot, but it's a lot of randoms and homeless people just walking around. And a lot of attacks have happened in downtown Chicago, but it'd be from white people. They've like run up on, it'll be like mobs of people running up on people and attacking them. That used to happen too.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was just like a situational thing or that during that time or that era. But it doesn't surprise me that it happened at all, especially being racially motivated. It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It surprises me because he's half and half.
Yeah.
Like, y'all
they don't look at it as that.
Give a damn to child. He got half of it.
Right. Oh, man. Right. Man, man.
That shit don't matter.
At all.
You got your little necklace? I still
you can't wear this little bitty ass necklace.
Why? I haven't taken it off.
Oh, wow. Really? Where's yours, Layla?
No, mine's at home. You know, I love jewelry, but I only love it when I go out. I can't wear jewelry like on a day-to-day basis. I can't wear
it. You know, it's probably this tight on Tariq.
I know, man. I can just put this on my arm.
It is nice.
Now, Layla, what was the Random Spoons idea you had about barbering?
Oh, okay. So Tariq was talking about he had a beanie on because his hair ain't cut. So, okay, this is what I want to show you, Tariq. I want to show you this that you, I don't know, you may need this. So, it's basically a closure for men.
A closure?
What the hell?
I want you to show. Y'all know what a closure is. Look, I need you to look.
I follow Nikki the barber.
Follow her. It's a straight closure, guys. We are being deceived. I had no idea. Y'all niggas want to talk about lace fronts, but that shit looks so real. How can we decipher if y'all got a closure? And is this okay?
That looks so real.
Shit looks real as hell.
Hold on. Well, let me see if I could.
Please pull that
is
up.
Is it red too?
He dyed it and everything.
He did dye it.
I literally fell on the floor when I seen that.
Tariq gonna need three closures as big as possible.
I know. I'm gonna need a gang of lace fronts.
Like, stitch that shit together, put another one back there.
It's literally like a toupee for black men. But it's just, it looks so natural.
So, but would you be opposed to your man wearing one of those?
Hell yeah, because like, what if he go to sleep in the toupee on the pillow?
So fast.
Hell yeah.
I want to pull it up, and I can't
pull
it up.
That shit gets stuck to the pillow, and you wake up and traumatized, and the hair piece is on the fucking pillow.
Yeah, so they got lace fronts for dudes out here.
So, Layla, you snatch your wig off when you get home, put it on the dresser. It's not the same as this toupee.
I feel like, y'all guys don't have me. Just let it go. I'm cool with a bald head.
Man,
let the shit go.
So you would.
I mean, but what if they want to look a different type of way?
No, I don't want that shit falling off.
You don't
I'll
want
be
the fake fade.
I would be so fucking traumatized, y'all. I'm sorry.
I've seen her do that, and it'd be like dreads. Seen like the curls when they use that little brush thing and make it all knotty.
That shit
I've
looks
seen
so
her do that, and it looks
fucking
so
real. I wonder how expensive that is.
I know, right?
If my hair fell out, I'd rock that shit.
Tariq!
I'd rock that shit. And let my hair fall out.
Wait, can somebody call if that actually has
if
that?
If my hair start falling out, nigga, I'm coming in this
Tariq,
motherfucker.
Tariq, let it shit go.
I'm coming in this bitch looking like Kid and Play. I'm going to get a big ass fucking lace front.
You're going to need like four of them, so.
My headphones going to be way up here, nigga. Welcome to the show.
I swear to God. Just
way on the other end of the spectrum.
Let it
big
go.
Dumbass hair.
So you're good with that, Brie?
I mean, shit. I wouldn't know about it.
Yeah.
Until it falls on the pillow.
Until it falls out.
But
they glue it down pretty good.
Yeah, they going to go back in 2 weeks.
But
you know what? I've seen a bad one in person. I've been like, Man, take that shit off.
Oh, you seen one?
I've seen one in person. I know someone that gets it.
And dudes are getting the beards too, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I heard beards. Dudes are getting the beards, the fake beards too. I'm like, God damn, niggas, what's going on
Let
out here?
Let it go.
All for the vagina.
Let it go.
Man.
Because what if you like run your hand through his hair? You know, like, do all
you
that.
Let it go. Quit touching people's hair.
Touching hair and the shit just fall out.
I do. I love rubbing my man.
Yeah, you. I like rubbing hair and all that.
So as long as it's secure, it's okay with me. I don't give a damn.
Until that shit falls out.
All right, Bree, what else is happening out here?
Well, in lieu of Black History Month, bum, 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 bum.
Yes, Black History Month.
She said
month.
Bum, bum,
yes.
Bum, bum, bum.
Because you know what? We get the shortest month of the year.
Yes, we do.
And of course.
It'd be a bunch of fake bullshit. But anyway, Black Panther.
Thought you were about to say Black Planet. And I'm like, yeah, let me look up my Black Planet page. I haven't been on Black
Planet.
Do they still have Black Planet?
I think it is a Black Planet. I think it's a dating website now, though.
Oh,
was
wow.
Did it used to be a dating website?
Yeah, it was always. It was like one of the first social media sites.
Yeah.
Black Planet
was
revolutionary.
But yeah. I don't remember it being dating. I think it's a dating site now. But anyway, okay. So Black Panther is supposed to be hitting 250 theaters, select theaters, for free for a week to celebrate Black History Month.
Oh.
Okay.
So I know, you know, when that shit came out, everybody was buying out theaters for people to go see it. But go see it again. For the culture.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so the 1st through the 7th, Disney made an announcement saying that they would be showing it.
Which Disney, theaters?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Select. I'm sure you can like Google it and find out online. And then they also plan on giving $1.5 million grant to the United Negro College Fund.
Okay.
Wonder what y'all going to do with that.
Mm. Yeah, there you go. That's what's happening.
So donate to the culture.
What good Black movies are coming out anyway, besides, you know, that's been out for a minute. But what good Black movies are coming out?
The new movie by Key and Peele. It won't be out until March.
Not
Key and Peele.
Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
With
Lupita,
movie.
Yeah.
That
looks
that
Us. It's called Us, right?
Yeah, it's called Us.
That looks good. Does it come out in February?
I think it come out in March.
Family in the chat room, what's the date on that movie? Because that does look good.
That's the same Get Out guy, dude, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
what is this
going
to be about? Like,
It's kind of hard to explain. You got to see.
It's kind
the
of like a horror, kind of like Get Out, thriller type of thing.
I finally seen Bird Box, y'all.
No, but it's.
Oh, you did?
Finally seen Bird Box.
You should have waited.
Why?
You ain't have to wait, but I was about to say you should have waited until it came out on DVD.
No,
it's already on Netflix.
I thought it was
good.
Really good.
I liked it. You didn't like Bird Box?
Because
it was just hyped up way too big. For
no,
me.
It
like,
was really good.
It.
No, I really thought it, because I wasn't expecting much.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, who?
You
who?
Wasn't?
Nah.
Girl, they was talking about that shit on Facebook.
But it was that good to me. I didn't like the ending, though. The ending was a little weird, but
yeah, I
thought it was really good. Mm. I thought it was very creative. Like, whoever thought that was high as hell.
Then in the chat room, they're asking about Hidden Colors 5. But we're looking at June. We're looking at June for Hidden Colors 5. That's why we're going to take off. I got to take off a couple of weeks here soon to start really, really, really working on that. I got to get that one
That's
out.
When
I was about to say, they don't need to be listening to us. They be like, Hidden Colors, when is the new one coming out?
Yeah.
Sorry to get another Toni Braxton dress.
Well,
no,
yeah.
For the premiere.
Now you got to go get a J-Lo dress.
Dress. Wait, man. Which one is that? I got to figure it out. Yeah.
She be butt naked on the carpet too now.
Oh yes, God. Indeed. Layla, what else is happening out here?
Okay, let's go back to Kamala Harris real quick.
Yeah.
it's a mayor out of San Francisco named Willie Brown.
Woo!
Good old Willie Brown.
That's an old sugar daddy right there. You do a nigga named Willie Brown.
Do y'all know Frank Edwards found me on Instagram?
Frank Edwards. Oh, the guy who called?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't he look exactly like he
sounds? Exactly like he sounds.
No way.
Old school player, yes.
Oh, the internet guy that couldn't work the internet?
Yes. Okay,
he looks exactly how he sounds.
Okay, did you make him your sugar daddy, Bree?
Give
him a G. Okay, tell me off air. Okay, go.
Oh, my God.
No, but Willie Brown. Willie Brown, he actually used to date Kamala Harris back in the day.
Yes, he
and
did.
He said he actually kind of helped upset her career. He introduced her to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
She was 29. He was 60. They were dating.
Yep.
They were dating. So it's a sugar daddy situation. But he was
old school player.
He was actually married when they were dating.
Yeah.
He was married.
Yeah.
Okay, Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
He was married, and he actually used to go to events. But when he did go to events, he had his wife on one arm, they said, and he had his girlfriends, because he had multiple girlfriends, not just her.
Oh,
she was one of the thoughts.
Oh, yeah, his pimping was real strong.
Why you gotta call her a thought?
Okay, I ain't gonna call her a thought.
Damn.
Yeah.
But it sounds like thoughtish behavior. Like, if you on a team, I'm just calling it what it is.
Yeah, okay.
You on a team, you own that shit. If you on the team, you on the team. She was on the team. And yeah, so he used to rotate girlfriends, have his wife on one arm. He'll pick a girl, you know, to come and on the other arm. And yeah,
you know.
So does that look bad for her now? Because she was so young. She was 29, and we all do dumb
shit.
She's
not real young. That's not real.
That's yeah, not bad. You're right. You're right.
That ain't that damn young.
You're right.
That sound like Sarah.
I'm a baby, Tyree.
Girl, you're 31.
I know.
Damn,
that's true.
Old as hell. I as a child. No, she knew better.
You're right.
She knew about that pimping. She knew what was up.
Exactly.
She knew where she was.
She was trying to
it was a come up. It was a come up. Yeah. And it worked. It worked for her.
I mean, 60 and 29, that ain't nothing but a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
First of all, I mean, I'm glad he helped her do something because you ain't doing nothing with me. I don't know what your 60-year-old
60?
Ass.
She was sucking 60-year-old dick.
What if you look
dick?
Like,
Would you do that, Bree? Suck 60-year-old dick? I'm just playing.
What? Girl, first of all, I can't even think about being on a 60-year-old's arm, but what if he looked like Granddaddy, the one that looked, I'll take your baby?
Oh, yeah, yeah, but he
what if he looked like, I'll take your
Mr.
woman.
Mr. Take your grandma or something. Yeah, grandma. that dude.
That
you don't remember the guy?
Ass old man.
It was an old dude. He's like a model. Turned out he's gay.
Hell
yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's
damn, Bree.
Yeah,
he was too fine. I knew it.
Some of his little boy toys exposed him.
Ew.
Yeah, yeah.
Why you say ew?
Well, no, what? I mean, like, I don't know. I'm not in a bad way. I just have a visual. Oh, you like boy toys and, you know.
Yeah, but that guy, because at first I think he was trying to act like he wasn't gay. And
yeah, because
the ladies was on him. The ladies was on him. And then I seen him do an interview. I'm like, uh-oh. And he was like, he had a lisp in every goddamn word. He was like,
oh,
well, you well, I was on the computers. My daughter had said, we saw you on Twitters. I ain't got no Twitters. I was like, oh, shit. Okay, brother. Yeah. All right.
You saw it, like, he fell out of the media once.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Aww. Yeah, that's unfortunate, you know.
So wait, why did they do that? Because he was gay, though.
No, because
yeah,
the women were about him.
Yeah. Oh. Then when they found out that he about the dudes, the women kind of backed up.
Oh, his little fan base went away.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what Kamala was doing back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Man. So Bree, what else is happening out here?
So this is so damn funny, but it's so sad too. Okay, so a dude named Blake on Twitter asked Spotify. He tweeted them on Twitter, said, "Can you give me a feature to mute a certain artist so they can never appear on your playlist for me? Cardi B is making my ears bleed." So
hilarious.
Spotify responded same day. This is in July of 2018. They responded, "Hey Blake, thanks for your feedback. We currently don't have this feature, but we'll make sure to pass your suggestion onto the right team." Mm. 6 months later, what did Spotify do? Create a mute button.
Oh, damn.
So there is a mute button on Spotify as of, I think it's been out for about 2 weeks. And since then, Cardi B has been by far the most muted artist on Spotify.
Hilarious.
She has more than 8.1 million mutes.
No.
Damn.
So.
Wow.
You know,
don't mute Mink Slide on that motherfucker, all right? Don't mute that. Y'all go get on the Mink Slide channel on Spotify. We got a channel on there.
Wow, so that affects your streams, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
So she was the number one. R. Kelly was the second.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
So that is, and Cardi is moved by it, I think. She's pretty, like, what the fuck?
I
feel about Cardi B. Like, I love Cardi B.
Yeah.
But I feel like, is this Spotify playing her music too much? Or are you just, everybody just really tired of her ass? Like,
right.
Yeah,
8.1 million mutes.
That's a lot. In a week or just?
It's only been out for 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn. Speaking of bugs on apps, did y'all hear something's going on with Facebook or FaceTime? Have y'all heard about that?
No. Oh, yeah, FaceTime.
Yeah, it was some kind of bug where people can listen in on you without you knowing.
If someone FaceTimes you, it'll automatically answer. And it happened to me.
Oh, damn.
Somebody was FaceTiming me, and I watched them FaceTime me, and I ignored it. And they were like, oh, why you ain't answer the phone? Oh, no, they was like, why you hang up? I saw what was going on. Why you hang up?
And God, I'm
like,
damn.
What? I ignored you. I was thinking. I didn't hit ignore, but I was
Is that only FaceTime through Facebook, or is it like through your Apple?
No, it was Apple FaceTime.
Oh, wow.
Used on my phone. I don't always be FaceTime ready, goddammit.
I don't.
People always wake up early in the morning and FaceTime you like,
that.
You want me to be on there like, Roro?
I don't answer my FaceTime.
Yeah,
if you don't text me, before? No.
Yeah, but I saw that. And all the cheating guys are nervous now. Stop cheating, men.
Man. So, Layla, what else is going on out here in these streets?
Ooh, okay, so Jules Santana, we know he has to turn himself in a little bit.
I thought he was already in for some reason.
Well, he's supposed to be.
Okay.
So he's requesting an extension for a very good reason. He wants a month extension because he is telling a judge that he must attend the Madea play.
Really? Really?
Looking on my damn nerves.
Like, because, seriously. But they're trying to, like, put it with Love & Hip Hop. Like, Love & Hip Hop is saying, this is a part of our taping. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they said it's a part of the taping of the show, I guess, where the cast is going to go see the Madea play. So they're using, and he said, and then he also said he has to tie up some loose ends. But really, to see the Madea play is why he is asking for the extra month. So we'll see if he gets
that. Is that reason enough to be?
Wow. I saw the Madea play the other day.
It
was actually very good.
Why do you say actually all her plays be good?
It is good. People give Tyler a hard time.
Really?
You know? Yeah, because a lot of his movies, some of the movies are like hit or miss, but the play was very, very good. We really enjoyed it.
I want to go now. They probably out of LA, but I could probably go somewhere.
Yeah, it was like jam-packed. It was really sold out. Yeah.
Was like the major, did he have any major stars besides himself in there?
No.
That we know?
The only one we would know is the dude TT from the internet.
Oh, to Blame It On Quay dude?
Yeah.
Oh, he's on it?
He's in the play, Tyler's smart for really tapping into that internet crowd.
You have to.
Because a few of his last movies, he got some internet personalities from YouTube and put them in there, and that's smart.
Because they have audience.
They have a built-in audience, yeah. Absolutely.
So absolutely. How was TT?
He was funny. He was good. Okay. He was actually very, very funny. Yeah, so the play is good. If you
can he sing?
He can sing. He actually can sing.
Really?
He can sing, yeah. He's
a singer. Do y'all know I thought that was an act, him like doing makeup and like the stuff that he does online. I thought it was an act.
Mm. Really?
And I just really came to the realization that it's not. And that's who he is.
Yeah, that's, wow. That's his lifestyle.
You know, shit, own it then.
Yeah.
I like his personality. He's funny.
Yeah.
He's real funny.
Yeah.
I like the lipstick he be wearing. His lips be looking fake chapped.
So, let him parlay that thing. That's what's happening. Bree, what's happening?
Apparently, there is something in the water. Because Little Miss, do y'all know that Keisha Cole is dating that young rapper called Nico?
Yep. Yes, he's 22.
He's 22. She is 38.
God damn, Keisha.
Yep. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Wasn't she dating another? Okay.
Can I stop you for a second? Ain't that your old boo?
Oh Lord, in my boo. No. Don't let Layla put rumors.
Way back in the day before he got married.
I tried to holler at her at a club a long time ago. That's what she's saying.
Yeah.
Not my boo.
Remember he told
shit,
that story.
I tried to holler at her in the club.
She's so pretty in
person. She's
beautiful
in person. Yeah, man. So pretty.
I didn't know she was 38 though. So that's news to me, but they are expecting. They are expecting.
God damn. Lord.
22.
What did she with another young nigga not too long ago?
It's been Nico.
Okay.
No, it was him. They said, I didn't think they was going to be together that long.
I didn't either. I heard he holding though. He got something in between.
Anybody's 22.
Who cares? She getting it right every night. Damn. Do you hear me? She not leaving that.
Man.
22?
She trapped his ass.
So you're dating a 22-year-old right now, Bree?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
But nope. And
please, y'all say that shit.
I was just about to say,
a 22-year-old nigga come and get your fucking groove back. Y'all
different. My groove ain't went nowhere. I don't know what the hell you talking about.
He trying to call his little baby Stella.
No.
Yes, you are.
That's what Stella said. I don't need these young niggas here in Jamaica. That nigga pulled up with some jerk chicken and dick and hooked her right on in.
Stella was 60, okay? Yeah. 58, something like that. Don't be trying to Stella me. But you look, listen, I ain't writing off nobody.
But
it can't be 22.
22. So I have a brother older than that, younger. Like, I cannot.
Man.
I cannot.
So, Layla, what else is happening out here?
Tisha Campbell and Dwayne Martin. Mm-hmm. They've been married for like about 20 years, but now she's like coming out and saying all this bad stuff about them.
But
like,
they got divorced a little while back.
Yeah,
right?
Back in the day. Maybe not like a couple years ago.
But they was back together.
Well, they were seeing each other. I don't know. Their relationship is very interesting, but she has a restraining order on him now.
Really?
And yeah, she's coming out saying that pretty much the whole relationship, he used to like Whooper ass, basically.
Not damn.
Yeah, really? Yes, which I am in shock. I was like, Dwayne Martin? And then she also said that he also mentally abused her. Like, he would say, oh, you're gaining weight. That's why you're not getting roles.
Not damn.
Yeah, shit. He would tell her that. And, like, she, you know, so, yeah, I'm just, wow, I want to see how this goes down. Because
they live right over there.
Oh, they live, oh, wow.
I, you see her,
oh,
all wow, the time over here. Really? Starbucks all the time.
Yeah, oh, wow. Right,
I thought I saw her over here one day. Yeah. I was like, is that Tisha?
Yeah, they live. They used to live right behind me.
Oh, until interesting.
I
moved.
Yeah, yeah. So they live right around there. I see them all the time. All the time. That's unfortunate.
I know.
I see them all the time at Zen. You know they still got that lounge.
Oh,
they
the Zen
still
lounge? Have yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
she's, I ain't going to say she's there all the time, but if I'm there, I see at least one or two of them.
Wait, she still has that lounge? Because I know they had shut it down for a little bit, and it's kind of off and on-ish to me.
Yeah, it do be off and on because of promoters and nights and shit.
Is it
like
still
that
owned by Kevin Hart? It was Kevin Hart, Tisha Campbell. It was like
it was
three of
Tisha
them.
Tisha and Dwayne.
No, nah, Kevin Hart has something to do with it too.
Because, oh, Zen, wow, is their son. That's their son's name.
Who?
Really?
Yeah, they got a son named Zen.
Oh, wow.
Damn, you learned a whole lot of,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. They my neighbors.
I've never seen Tisha post anything about her son. I don't really follow her though.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just like, I don't never remember it ever.
I'm
hearing
sad
that
to hear that though. Because,
yeah, that's unfortunate.
They've been married for a long time, and I guess she's just sick of it, and she had took a lot
I
of
I mean, if
abuse.
You take an abuse and you dealt with it for that long, like, by all means, get out.
Man, yeah, man.
I don't care how long it's been. I guess it's time.
Right,
but yeah,
damn.
So prayers out to them. Hopefully, yeah, they
yes,
get
indeed
together.
I hate to see those old couples that, well, they've been not old, but been together for a long
I
time.
Know.
And then the shit falls apart. That's why, you know, people be hoping Will and Jada don't be fucking up out there.
Oh, they're never. Yeah, they're never going to break
yeah,
it up.
Jada said, hell no.
No.
Well, not at this point. I think there was a time before it could have possibly happened.
Right.
Yeah.
But
she even said if he lives on one end of the house and she got her dude and she said that.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
all good. I can she stay with them. Hey, no, y'all. Hey, family. So I'm going to be on Will's side.
Man.
I'm going to be on Will's side too.
And I'm going to be
damn,
in,
wait a minute.
And I'm going to be in Jada mama room. That's where I'm going to be. Where the guest room where
that
she sleep
gonna
at.
Tear your ass up. You I see know her abs?
Well, God damn that lady.
Boy, she ain't gonna never get
built
up. She ain't gonna never get up off that.
Man.
Oh my God.
Man, so have y'all been watching the Big Brother show with Tamar? I haven't been.
Oh,
I haven't
Tamar's
seen it
on there?
Yeah, I keep hearing a lot of stuff about it.
No, I haven't
I want to see what that's about. A lot of folks are talking about that show.
I didn't realize that still came on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been
I didn't
on for like
know
20 years.
Yeah. I don't watch terrestrial television. Watched. So I don't know, but
yeah,
what they
have watch
on
what?
It's a terrestrial television,
like NBC,
like regular, yeah,
regular network,
oh, regular TV,
okay,
like
okay,
NBC, ABC. That's yeah, terrestrial TV.
Oh, yeah, I'm
yeah,
like
regular
what
networks.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Nah, I haven't seen it. But who else is on there though? Do you know who anybody else is on there?
I don't know. There's a lot of white actors and singers,
oh,
and I don't be knowing them.
Oh my god! Yeah.
And you know what? I haven't even delved into it enough to know what the premise of the show is about. Like,
it's
what are they seeing in the house for?
But, okay, so you can't have your phone. Internet, think of no phone, no internet, no TV for like 30 days. And you're in the house with these people with no phone, no internet,
so
no TV.
So is there something to accomplish? Like, do we have a project we're working on? Like,
probably.
What is
I think they give you little tasks, but that is fucking
but so,
jail.
And then
yeah,
everyone else is like watching them and voting on who gets to stay in the house.
Right.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, something
or
like
that. Or do they
that
vote people in and out?
They vote people in and out. But the thing is, like, they know people are going to get like cabin fever and start
yeah
acting crazy.
Yeah.
And that's what they be doing.
That's what they play off of. People
yeah
having, you're forcing people to interact with each other,
yeah,
which
oh
I hate with certain damn people, especially that
yeah
I don't know.
Yeah.
Come on now. If
I can't imagine you
I, oh my God.
So you wouldn't do it, Tariq, if they offer you
no,
like, if they,
it depends on the money. Shit.
$10 million.
Shit. It depends on the money. Shit. If, you know.
I would do it just to see how I would see to test my limit.
That would be so hard. Because
I don't like new
phone
people. I don't like
yeah
women. I don't like new women. Mm-mm.
I was just saying I like animals and kids the other
damn
day.
Damn.
I was like, I don't like people. I just like animals and kids.
I don't like people. It take a lot for me to warm up to you.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you. Would y'all rather, if somebody gave you like a 30-day challenge, would you rather do a 30-day challenge for $1 million to stay in a house full of strangers, no phone, no internet or nothing, or stay on like one of those survivor islands for 30 days for $1 million. Which one would y'all choose?
I'm gonna go with the people.
You gonna go with the people?
I am not one with nature.
My ass might go with the island.
It just make sure ain't no animals on that motherfucker
right
eating me
yeah
up.
You
or
gonna
no
make sure
right
about that. They
right
drop your ass on a remote island.
Listen,
butt naked.
I'd rather be outside than inside.
Butt
yeah
naked and afraid.
As long as there's a food and water source,
yeah,
I can work that
yeah
shit out.
The island is your food and water source,
yeah,
so you got to get resourceful.
Man,
I don't know.
So yeah, now y'all still on the island?
How much?
Yeah, yeah, a million. No, you get the island or the apartment with the people. It depends.
It really depends
on the island. Yeah, where it is.
Hawaii.
They're not telling you all of that. She's talking about Hawaii. Yeah. I'll drop you off on Hawaii. Like, live your best life. We're gonna give you $1 million afterwards. What the fuck?
Bree ain't trying to be out there with no hair products. Trying to put berries on her edges and shit. Like, shit.
I don't do animals. I don't do bugs. Ain't nothing about to crawl up my ass. I'm straight.
Man.
Yeah, I don't like
bugs
either.
It's too many Scorpios and fucking snakes.
You say Scorpios?
Scorpions. Yes. It's too many Scorpios in the world.
It's too many Scorpios and Sagittariuses out here. Shit.
That's how y'all know I don't want to go. I'm going to the apartment.
Like somebody old auntie. I know. Too many Scorpios.
Too many Scorpios. Shit.
I'm so dumb.
Lord. Anyway, Layla, what else is happening out there?
Oh, Taraji P. Henson got her star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, she did. Oh, shout out to Taraji.
Yes. She's 48 and fabulous, and she finally got her star on the Walk of Fame. And yeah, so congratulations, Taraji. You deserve it. She's been doing it for like, I didn't realize she'd been doing this for like 20 years.
Yeah, she's been in the game for a minute. Yeah, she's been in the game for a minute.
What
was the first time I seen it was Baby Boy.
Baby Boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Button, she was really good too.
Did you ever see that movie? I remember that.
That was good.
I remember that. Yeah. And she got her a little young dude, right?
Yeah, he's like 10 or 11 years younger. He's like, I feel like he's a football player.
He used to play football.
Yeah, she got a little young tenderoni. So, hey, Bree's hope for us. Even though,
First of all, I ain't nowhere. Y'all better quit putting me in this cougar age.
Yeah, these ain't no cougars.
I'm not no damn cougars.
These are some cubs. They ain't no goddamn cougars.
Layla gonna quit it. We don't got shit. Quit adding me to that equation.
Yes.
Lord.
25 and up, though.
Man. So, Bree, what else is going on?
So, apparently, she said something about somebody having two girlfriends today. And Rick Ross also has two girls. Well, he got a main chick and a side chick, and everybody is okay with it. What's going on, society?
D-Ray Davis, too. Yeah. D-Ray Davis lives with his two girlfriends.
They all know they are part of a, you know.
The side hoe knows about the other one. They know about each other.
Yes. So his main chick is Brianna Camille, and she is the one that had his two youngest children.
Okay.
And his side chick is Lauren McRoyelle. And
now who is she?
I think he met her through Instagram, maybe, but she's like a little supermodel or whatever.
Okay.
But more not Instagram model, like slim, like really petite. Like,
so she a model?
Model, yeah.
Or a dirty mirror model.
No, she's a model.
Okay.
But yeah, everybody is aware of everybody. And
I heard
a guy tell me
why, though.
Why?
Okay,
why do y'all need multiples?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you what a guy
and
told me.
And why is everybody okay with it
nowadays? Tariq, you let me know if he was right. He's basically said that a guy likes women, because he said it's possible to be in love with two women. And I said, you lying. He's like, no, guys could be in love with two women. And I found that shocking. First of all, I didn't know that. And he said, because you like one woman for one thing, and then you like the other woman for another thing, and you put them together and they make a whole woman.
That's
what he said. And yes,
it's somebody that got everything.
Yeah.
Are y'all lazy and don't want to look for that person?
Yes. Me and Bree have everything. Yes, we got it.
Now, I wouldn't say that. I toot my horn, but I just don't. I wonder, like, is this going to be the norm?
Well, it's a lot of these dudes, you know, they get a lot of money. And, you know, when they were younger, they weren't, you know, they weren't pulling like that. So a lot of times when dudes get a lot of money, they can live out all their fantasies and all that. But after a while, that gets tired. You can't do that for that long. That's going to get tired. So they're overcompensating for their childhood. They're really overcompensating, because a lot of times, again, before the record deal, these niggas weren't really getting nothing. Right. Then after the record deal out, they suddenly become sex symbols. So everything is overindulging. So, you know, it'll balance out. That's why you see a lot of rappers, you know, they settle down. They got like one wife, a regular family, you know.
Is there any truth to what my friend was saying, though?
A certain degree. Sometimes dudes just like a variety.
Mm.
And speaking of entertainers, y'all know there's a guy named James Ingram, an R&B legend. He died today. Have y'all heard of James Ingram?
I have heard of him.
He was very thorough. Had a lot of stuff out in the 80s.
What song did he sing? I'm trying to think right now.
Just one. and he was also on that.
How am I supposed to know what song that is, Kareem?
I'm telling y'all.
Just one.
And that Secret Garden by remember that he was on that song.
Oh, I love Secret Garden.
I wanna feed your mind.
Yeah.
Together.
With Quincy Jones. Elder Barge.
To you, baby. Let me show you.
Flex on a flex.
I don't know the words to this, baby.
That's a weird flex. Yeah,
that was the song. That Nick James Ingram was that shit.
No, okay, we heard you. Y'all saw Tariq try to flex on James.
His spirit came through me a little bit.
You was like, you closed your eyes and everything, got all the way deep into that shit.
But
my man James Ingram, legend.
How old was he?
He was 66.
He wasn't that old.
Wasn't that old at all.
I thought he was older than that.
Yeah. James Ingram was a G. I heard James Ingram had guns and he flex on niggas. But James was that dude. But shout out to him and real R&B. Who the fuck is this? Hold on. Lord, okay, here's
not
somebody.
Again.
That is not your parking space. That's somebody.
I know
else's.
They all in my parking space.
That's not yours. That was not yours. Is it?
Yeah, it is.
That is. That's an M on that one.
I think that's mine.
No, it's not.
I always park there.
Yeah.
I'll be parking there sometimes.
Yeah. Let's see.
They got their ass bucked at everybody.
I know.
It's Terry Crews getting out the car.
I know. Okay, they going next door. Please.
Get the butt of his
man, head. Man.
No, wait, can we take a call? Are we going to take a call?
The phone lines might be a little janky. Let me see if I can take a call. The phone lines.
You know that guy from last week that called with the toilet paper story? You know he DM'd me?
Oh, Lord.
A whole thing. And he's like, he showed me a picture of the toilet paper. And he's like, here's the toilet paper at hand.
Oh, okay.
And then I couldn't reply.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Let's see if the phone lines will work, family. 818-850-5404. We've been having technical difficulties with the internet connection, but let's see if the phone lines will work. 818-850-5404. Here we go. Boom. Hold on. Yo. Hello? Let's see. Yo. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
What's up, buddy? What's up? Can you hear me? Hey.
Hello.
Okay.
I can hear you. Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you, man. What's up? What's on your mind? Okay. It's just janky.
I think that was his phone. It's just a janky
internet day. The connection here is real janky for some reason. So we'll chill out on the calls. We're good. Bree, what else is going on over there?
I don't know if you know, I know we on another side of the fucking globe, but I don't know if y'all know that in Chicago there is going to be an advisory of 55 negative degrees tomorrow.
God damn. A negative 55 degrees.
Girl, why are you trying to act like you ain't used to that?
55 degrees negative though? Damn.
Negative 55 is another level, G. Like for real.
You've
like,
never Antarctica. Been in that? You never been in that?
Negative 55?
You in Chicago.
It's been negative 11. It's been negative 15. It's even gone down to negative 30, but negative 55 is another.
I thought negative is just a negative, whether it's 55.
No. It gets cold. Something. I'm like a refrigerator. You can turn a refrigerator and make it colder.
Yeah.
Damn.
To the point where things are literally freezing. So the roads were frozen and a former, a girl I went to high school with died.
This morning.
She ran into a BIDOT.
Oh, damn.
On the ice.
Oh, wow.
And killed herself.
Oh, man.
Wow, I hate to hear that type of shit.
That really messed me up. You know, I was a part of a social club in high school, and we called each other sisters, and she was one of my sisters. So,
man.
That one really hit home. And I was close to her sister, and I'm so sad and so sorry for her family.
Yeah.
But even even past that, and not to make light of that situation, but homeless people are literally freezing
to
death on the streets.
Yeah.
So I just want to put out there, like, I saw a few people, and you know, I hate and love social media for different reasons. I love social media because we are learning to that we are a part of a community, and it's bigger than just, you know, just yourself and just us. So I know two girls that own businesses in Chicago. Their Twitter, I'm sorry, their Instagram name is Candace Payne. And it's spelled the way it sounds, CandicePayne, and Key Stylist. Both of them, they own businesses in Chicago, very black, well, you know, very nice business owners, black women, are putting things together for those that are homeless and in need of shelter over the next couple days because it's going to be so damn cold.
That's what's
that's
up.
Nice.
They're
that's
accepting
what's up.
Gifts, clothes, water,
blankets,
donations.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what's up. Let's try this one more time. Let's try it again. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on? This is Glenn Johnson from ATL.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
How you doing, Bri and Layla?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. I went to your concert, man, when you came out here in December.
Man, much respect, brother.
Hey, you get me?
Yeah.
Hey, I had a question.
Go ahead.
Okay. It was taking so long, he should have just heard me.
Yeah, I know. God damn, I ain't even try that. anyway, we're going to get up out of here. What are y'all doing this week?
I am going to be, I always work with the Baron J Foundation.
Yeah.
It's a foundation for at-risk youth. So I'm working with him this weekend, you know, with some little event or whatever. So yeah, shout out to Baron J. I'm hosting with him.
Cool. And where can they find you, Layla?
They can find me at Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ.
And Bri, what you got going on this week?
I'm going to finish some work and I'm going to find a Super Bowl to get into.
When is the Super Bowl?
Is that this week? It's Sunday.
This coming, okay.
Do y'all know the Rams are in the fucking Super Bowl and y'all don't care?
I didn't even know. I haven't even been following
it. I don't follow the NFL, honey. Cap.
I can't. First of all, it's everywhere. I don't see how y'all are missing. I guess because I'm in the city and
I can't
a lot.
See shit.
I rock with Cap.
I can't
Kaepernick.
See shit.
I don't
know what's
Los
going on.
Los Angeles. See, y'all, this one right here, for real. Yeah. She from here.
Mm. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn.
But yeah, the LA Rams is in the Super Bowl, and everybody here is pumped about that shit.
Yeah, so. The people do get excited because we haven't had a football team in. So I know it's kind of messed up right now with the whole Kaepernick thing.
Yeah.
Because we have not had a football team in, what, like 20 years?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And we're
for y'all.
In the Super Bowl?
Right. Yeah. Right after
the
game.
Fuck?
That's a big deal.
So it is kind of. It's torn, but I ain't watching.
Yes, indeed.
But Big Boy and all them is going to be on the Super Bowl.
So you going to watch it to see Big Boy?
I don't know. I feel like he's going to do something crazy. Mm. Like bring out Kaepernick or do something
Hell
like that.
No, I know Kaepernick definitely ain't going to be on
Kaepernick. Why you keep saying that?
I don't know.
Kaepernick ain't about to
but
come out on that.
But don't you feel like Big Boy is doing this for real? I feel like he
I
got
don't
something
know, but
up his
I know
sleeve.
Kaepernick ain't about to be on that. See, he ain't about to give them no shine like
that.
Yeah,
that's true.
Hell
that's
no.
True.
That's definitely
no,
not
No, what if he's there
happen.
On like one knee or something? Fuck off.
What if he's there on one knee? What difference do it make if he's on a knee or not?
Kaepernick, I got an idea. Okay, what you do, you get your afro, and then you're going to comb it into a fist. And then you're going to stand on one knee, and then you're going to have apple pie, because it's America.
That's a good idea.
And that's like, exactly how she sounds.
I know.
Then you could be on your knee, and then you could come out from the sky.
Right.
Yeah.
They could lower you onto the stage, so nobody would even be
I got a friend with a plane. I dated him once, but we never went
nothing
out again.
Ever
nothing ever happened. We dated, but nothing ever happened. So I got a plane from him, and then Barney, he has a parachute.
Barney, just fly out the sky and nobody even gonna know it's you until you get on your knee.
And look, a bunch of kids with afros walking out in the line.
A bunch of kids with afros.
With their fists up. That shit would be dope, though. Y'all think y'all playing. That shit would be dope.
Oh, Lord. And they'll have on some angel wings. Yeah. I got a friend who has some Kinko, who works at Kinko's. I can get them printed out. It's going to be $1 per paper.
No, it's fucking with her, it's going to be $4 a paper.
I know.
But it's only $4, Tariq. Listen, let me tell you,
it's only going to be $4.
It's only going to come out to $4,000.
I talked them down to $375.
So good at talking to people.
God, boy, y'all ain't gonna understand Layla and the nigga splaining and the rhythm
spoons. I talked my phone bill down the other day. My phone bill was like $300. I was like, give me your manager number.
Man.
And I got it down.
Man, so Bree, where can the players find you?
No. Players, don't look for me. Don't look for me, players. Sure,
no players only. No players
only. No fuck boys. Yes. No players.
Yes. Nerds only, right?
Yes,
no.
Nigga nerds and sugar daddies only. All
right? Hold on. Where are the men?
Willie Brown is like, hold on. Give me that DM.
What? If he was 60 back then, what is it, like 80 right now?
Yeah.
He's like 80.
Frank Atwoods, get at your girl. I'm at Bree.Arie. A-R-I-E-R. Come see you, bro.
There you go. And y'all hit me up at Tariq Elite on the gram. And I will holler at you guys in a couple of weeks. We won't be here next week. I'm going out of town working on HC5, trying to finish that up, ladies and gentlemen.
I might be out of town too after that.
I'm gonna go out of town since we don't
like
be out
of nowhere.
I'm gonna really start going places, y'all, for real.
Mm-hmm. She go to Arizona with me in February.
What you going to Arizona for?
Yeah, what you going to Arizona for?
I like Arizona.
Oh, that means there's a nigga out there.
No, remember she said
about this.
She said Arizona is the best city she ever partied in. No, but say that.
Yeah, it is as of recent, but it's a DJ that used to DJ at the crib in Chicago. And he's in Arizona now, and I want to go check
February
out.
February what?
I don't know. Man, your business.
Why you ask me to go, bitch?
I'll tell you when we get off air. Yes, bye.
Yes, everybody. Go to firstthem.com to get the First Them merchandise. Firstthem.com, family, and y'all be good.
Stay black and watch your back.
Yes, indeed.
Kaepernick.